Chapter 149. You're a long way ahead. Out of sight, Slider, quite out of sight. And that reminds me, apostrophe he added, handing her the glass, if you want me to give you my opinion of them deeds, and tell you what you'd better keep, and what you'd better burn, why, now's your time, Slider. Apostrophe there and no hurry for that, apostrophe said Peg, with several knowing looks and winks. Oh, very well, apostrophe observed Squeers, it don't matter to me, you ask me, you know. I shouldn't charge you nothing, being a friend. You're the best judge, of course. But you're a bold woman, Slider. Apostrophe, how do you mean, bold? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Peg. Why, I only mean that, if it was me, I wouldn't keep papers as might hang me, littering about when they might be turned into money them as wasn't useful made away with, and them as was, laid by somewheres, safe. That's all, apostrophe returned Squeers, but everybody's the best judge of their own affairs. All I say is, Slider, I wouldn't do it. Apostrophe, come, apostrophe said Peg, then you shall see him. Apostrophe, I don't want to see him, apostrophe replied Squeers, affecting to be out of humor. Don't talk as if it was a treat. Show him to somebody else, and take their advice. Apostrophe, Mr. Squeers would, very likely, have carried on the farce of being offended a little longer, if Mrs. Sliderskew, in her anxiety to restore herself to her former high position in his good graces, had not become so extremely affectionate, that he stood at some risk of being smothered by her caresses. Repressing, with as good a grace as possible, these little familiarities for which, there is reason to believe, the black bottle was at least as much to blame as any constitutional infirmity on the part of Mrs. Sliderskew, he protested, that he had only been joking, and, in proof of his unimpaired good humor, that he was ready to examine the deeds at once, if, by so doing, he could afford any satisfaction or relief of mind to his fair friend. And now you're up, my Slider, apostrophe bawled Squeers, as she rose to fetch them, bolt the door. Apostrophe, Peg trotted to the door, and after fumbling at the bolt, crept to the other end of the room, and from beneath the coals which filled the bottom of the cupboard, drew forth a small deal box. Having placed this on the floor at Squeers' feet, she brought, from under the pillow of her bed, a small key, with which she signed to that gentleman to open it. Mr. Squeers, who had eagerly followed her every motion, lost no time in obeying this hint, and, throwing back the lid, gazed with rapture on the documents which lay within. Now you see, apostrophe said Peg, kneeling down on the floor beside him, and staying his impatient hand. What's of no use we'll burn. What we can get any money by, we'll keep. And if there's any we could get him into trouble by, and fret and waste away his heart to shreds, those we'll take particular care of. For that's what I want to do, and what I hoped to do when I left him. Apostrophe, I thought, apostrophe said Squeers, that you didn't bear him any particular goodwill. But, I say, why didn't you take some money besides? Apostrophe, some what? Apostrophe, apostrophe asked Peg. Some money, apostrophe roared Squeers. I do believe the woman hears me, and wants to make me break a vessel, so that she may have the pleasure of nursing me. Some money, Slider, money. Apostrophe, why, what a man you are to ask. Apostrophe, apostrophe cried Peg, with some contempt. If I had taken money from Arthur Gride, he'd have scoured the whole earth to find me aye, and he'd have smelt it out, and raked it up, somehow, if I had buried it at the bottom of the deepest well in England. No, no. I knew better than that. I took what I thought his secrets were hidden. And them he couldn't afford to make public, let them be worth ever so much money. He's an old dog. A sly old cunning thankless dog. He first starved, and then tricked me, and if I could I'd kill him. Apostrophe, all right, and very laudable, apostrophe said Squeers. But, first and foremost, Slider, burn the box. You should never keep things as may lead to discovery. Always mind that. So while you pull it to pieces, which you can easily do, for it's very old, and rickety, and burned in little bits, I'll look over the papers, and tell you what they are. Apostrophe, Peg, expressing her acquiescence in this arrangement, Mr. Squeers turned the box bottom upwards, and tumbling the contents upon the floor, handed it to her. The destruction of the box, being an extemporary device for engaging her attention, in case it should prove desirable to distract it from his own proceedings. There. Apostrophe apostrophe said Squeers. You poke the pieces between the bars, and make up a good fire, and I'll read the while. Let me see. Apostrophe and taking the candle down beside him, Mr. Squeers, with great eagerness and a cunning grin overspreading his face, entered upon his task of examination. If the old woman had not been very deaf, she must have heard, when she last went to the door, the breathing of two persons close behind it. And if those two persons had been unacquainted with her infirmity, they must probably have chosen that moment either for presenting themselves or taking to flight. But, knowing with whom they had to deal, they remained quite still, and now, not only appeared unobserved at the door which was not bolted, for the bolt had no hasp but warily, and with noiseless footsteps, advanced into the room. As they stole farther and farther in by slight and scarcely perceptible degrees, and with such caution, that they scarcely seemed to breathe, the old hag and Squeers little dreaming of any such invasion, and utterly unconscious of there being any soul near but themselves, were busily occupied with their tasks. The old woman, with her wrinkled face close to the bars of the stove, puffing at the dull embers which had not yet caught the wood, Squeers stooping down to the candle, which brought out the full ugliness of his face, as the light of the fire did that of his companion, both intently engaged, and wearing faces of exultation which contrasted strongly with the anxious looks of those behind, who took advantage of the slightest sound to cover their advance, and, almost before they had moved an inch, and all was silent, stopped again. This, with the large bare room, damp walls, and flickering doubtful light, combined to form a scene which the most careless and indifferent spectator, could any have been present, could scarcely have failed to derive some interest from, and would not readily have forgotten. Of the stealthy comers, Frank Cheeryble was one, and Newman Knox the other. Newman had caught up, by the rusty nozzle, an old pair of bellows, which were just undergoing a flourish in the air preparatory to a descent upon the head of Mr. Squeers, when Frank, with an earnest gesture, stayed his arm, and, taking another step in advance, came so close behind the schoolmaster that, by leaning slightly forward, he could plainly distinguish the writing which he held up to his eye. Mr. Squeers, not being remarkably erudite, appeared to be considerably puzzled by this first prize, which was in an engrossing hand, and not very legible except to a practiced eye. Having tried it by reading from left to right, and from right to left, and finding it equally clear both ways, he turned it upside down with no better success. Ha, ha, ha! Apostrophe, apostrophe, chuckled Peg, who, on her knees before the fire, was feeding it with fragments of the box, and grinning in most devilish exultation. What's that writing about, eh? Apostrophe, nothing particular, apostrophe replied Squeers, tossing it towards her. It's only an old lease, as well as I can make out. Throw it in the fire. Apostrophe, Mrs. Lidersky complied, and inquired what the next one was. This, apostrophe said Squeers, is a bundle of overdue acceptances, and renewed bills of 6 or 8 young gentlemen, but they're all MPs, so it's of no use to anybody. Throw it in the fire. Apostrophe pegged it as she was bidden, and waited for the next. This, apostrophe said Squeers, seems to be some deed of sale of the right of presentation to the rectory of Pure Church, in the valley of Cashup. Take care of that, Slider, literally for God's sake. It'll fetch its price at the auction mart. Apostrophe, what's the next? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Peg. Why, this, apostrophe said Squeers, seems, from the two letters that's with it, to be a bond from a curate down in the country, to pay half a year's wages of £40 for borrowing 20. Take care of that, for if he don't pay it, his bishop will very soon be down upon him. We know what the camel and the needles I means. No man as can't live upon his income, whatever it is, must expect to go to heaven at any price. It's very odd. I don't see anything like it yet. Apostrophe, what's the matter? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Peg. Nothing, apostrophe, replied Squeers. Only I'm looking for apostrophe, Newman raised the bellows again. Once more, Frank, by a rapid motion of his arm, unaccompanied by any noise, checked him in his purpose. Here you are, apostrophe, said Squeers. Bonds, take care of them. Warrant of attorney, take care of that. Two cognovits, take care of them. Lease and release, burn that. Ah. Maidline Bray come of age, or marry the said maidline here, burn that. Apostrophe, apostrophe, eagerly throwing towards the old woman a parchment that he caught up for the purpose, Squeers, as she turned her head, thrust into the breast of his large coat the deed in which these words had caught his eye, and burst into a shout of triumph. I've got it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Squeers. I've got it. Hurrah! The plan was a good one, though the chance was desperate, and the days are on at last. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Peg demanded what he laughed at, but no answer was returned. Newman's arm could no longer be restrained. The bellows, descending heavily and with unerring aim on the very center of Mr. Squeers' head, felled him to the floor, and stretched him on it flat and senseless. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.